The Pensacola Symphony will present PSO in the Park Sunday afternoon at 3 at Museum Plaza downtown. The performance, which is open to the public with no admission, will wrap up the orchestra's series of outdoor concerts during the month of November. The concert series is one of the ways PSO has been engaging with the community during the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, on the face of it, it might look like there's nothing for us to do, but in fact, we've been tremendously busy for this number of months.
Peter Rubart is music director of the Pensacola Symphony. After the pandemic shut down normal operations, he says one of their first actions was to come together around a set of three priorities.
Fundamentally, first of all, make sure everybody stays healthy. That has to come first.
PSO's second priority is to preserve the organization.
It's a long-standing orchestra now. It's been around, as you know, for many, many decades. And we want to be sure that by the time COVID blows over and passes, that while everything might be different, we want to be sure that the Pensacola Symphony can quickly resume its current strength.
Thirdly, Rubart says it was important for the symphony to continue to serve the community in traditional ways while also adjusting their offerings to accommodate current circumstances. And that brings us to PSO's new Facebook feature, Virtually Together.
That is one of the things that we've encouraged all our musicians to take part in. We just ask them to open up a little window into their lives. Not only their playing and their amazing skills and their interests in music, but also, you know, how they're handling the pandemic, and a chance to just sort of maintain that connection between the musicians and audience members and our followers.
Hi, everyone. This is Rebecca Atkinson. I am a harpist, and I first performed at the Pensacola Symphony in 2013. Currently, I am enjoying extra family time, lots of practice time. I thought today I would perform something lighthearted and upbeat to hopefully spread some cheer. I will be playing The Waltz in E flat major by Durand.
Hey there, Pensacola Symphony fans. Your principal oboist, Matt Fawcett, here.
Hi, I'm Peter Rubart, music director of the Pensacola Symphony.
Maestro Rubart also produced a Facebook recording.
And I am Heidi Solanki, married to the music director.
One of the nice things about being married to a piano professor is I have somebody to help me play the piano and play some two piano music during these quarantine times.
And I have to tell you that I enjoy two pianos so much better than the four-hand piano. We have to share a
little
piano.
More elbow room.
Yeah, exactly. Never sit next to a conductor on a piano bench, because he always wants more space than he needs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Opening night for the 2020-21 season was scheduled for October 3rd, but due to COVID, the symphony pivoted and performed their annual Mozart Madness concert, which is normally performed in January or February around Mozart's birthday.
This year, we decided to move that concert into the fall and to do it strictly in a virtual manner. So we did assemble the orchestra on stage. We had 34 players, I think. And we had two pieces of Mozart, his post-horn serenade and the flute concerto. We had two rehearsals, and instead of a concert in First Methodist Church like we normally do, we had a recording session in the Sanger Theater.
According to Rubart, they used portions of that recording, other recordings, and musician interviews to make a virtual education concert. Also, in the spirit of finding new, safer ways to serve the community during the pandemic, they scheduled three PSO in the Park concerts. The last one is this Sunday afternoon at 3 at Museum Plaza.
And I should add, going forward, that we are planning to play a series of six classical concerts starting in February. And at the moment, we are planning to have those in front of a small and socially distanced audience. But we will also continue to video those.
Rubart believes that video component will likely continue even after COVID. It's a good option, but he says it could never replace the exhilaration of the live performance that he and his symphony musicians are now missing.
We just know that we still feel that, and we're looking forward to bringing that back to our audiences, and in the meantime, serving our audiences in any other way that we can find.
Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.